Welcome to Under Construction, YSO's series on growth in the greater Dayton area. I'm Lewis Wallace, bringing it back after a summer hiatus. This week, a look at something we might not think of as an economic issue, the airport. Janet Bednarik studies the history of airports at the University of Dayton. I asked her what she's learned from her studies that might be relevant to today.
There's a very, very long history of if you build it, they will come. I mean, from the very earliest times, people have always touted airports as this miraculous thing that if you build it, there will be all kinds of these wonderful things that are going to happen. Sometimes it happens, sometimes it doesn't. It seems to me that right now, the airport as hub, gateway hub, is yet another piece of what I call urban development fad. It was convention centers, or it was minor league baseball stadiums, or it was aquariums. If you build it, they will come and all of these wonderful things would happen. And there were enough cities that did have success with them that all kinds of other cities tried to imitate them, usually not with the same level of success. So I suspect that there will be some cities that will create these gateway hubs and will have great success with it. I suspect there will be many others who will invest a lot in this and, like their convention centers or their aquariums or their baseball stadiums, are just not going to get the return that they had anticipated on their investment.
Economic developers here are talking about the Dayton Airport as a site for potentially more activity and want to see it become one of these kind of hubs.
Right.
What's your response to that?
Well, it makes sense. The infrastructure is there already, and Dayton has always tried to capitalize on the fact that we're at the intersection or near the intersection of two major interstates, 70 and 75. It just seems like the ability to capitalize on that just hasn't seemed to happen yet. There's a possibility there, but again, it's up to corporations to make those decisions, and right now, they seem to be much more interested in Louisville and Memphis, which are terribly, terribly close to us and maybe a little too close to allow us to have a whole lot of success in that area.
This makes me think about the city of Detroit, the Detroit Airport, which is outside of the city because I grew up in that area. That's a big, active airport. I think of it as a hub. But it's very clear there that some of that economic impact doesn't reach terribly far beyond the boundaries of the area where the airport is, certainly not into the city of Detroit.
Right. Yeah, the Detroit airport is way out in the suburbs. And while you have a ring of activities around the airport for businesses that are dependent upon the airport to bring in parts, to bring in people, and so on, it hasn't really radiated outward from there.
Do you think there's a possibility, or I should say a risk, of development at the Dayton Airport having some similar geographic limitations to what's going on in Detroit, sort of reaching an inner ring there but not reaching some of the areas like West Dayton where there's the most need for jobs and economic development?
This area needs jobs, and if the airport produces jobs, that's good. It's just how many jobs. And for whom? A lot of the jobs around the Detroit airport are tied to those corporations. And so they're more corporate white-collar jobs. If you get something like the Emory that was out there, that was kind of a blue-collar job. It was a very well-paying blue-collar job. And so that kind of activity could help a lot more people in Dayton who would be eligible for that. More minimum wage service jobs, probably not that big of a help. But if you could get some of those freight handling, better paying, blue-collar jobs out there, that would be great for the area.
That's UD Professor Janet Bednarik, and this is Under Construction, WYSO's series on growth in the greater Dayton area. We dig underneath the physical and economic markers of growth to look at the human consequences. For WYSO, I'm Lewis Wallace.